Chapter 13. For a single heartbeat, Leia stared at the Matrak, her muscles frozen with shock, her mind skidding against the idea as if walking on ice. No, it couldn't be. It couldn't. The Grand Admiral had been here just last night. Surely he wouldn't be coming back again. Not so soon. And then, in the distance, she heard the faint sound of approaching repulsor lifts, and the paralysis vanished. "We've got to get out of here," she said. "Chewie?"
"There is no time,"
Kabarak called, sprinting toward them with Chewbacca right on his heels.
"The shuttle must already be in sight beneath the clouds."
Leia looked quickly around the room, silently cursing her moment of indecision. No windows, no other doors, no cover except the small booth that faced the wall genealogy chart from across the Dooka. No way out. "Are you certain he's coming here?" Leia asked Kabarak, realizing as she spoke that the question was a waste of breath. "Here to the Dooka, I mean."
"Where else would he come?"
Kabarak countered, darkly his eyes on the Matrak.
"Perhaps he was not fooled as we thought."
Leia looked around the Dooka again. If the shuttle landed by the double doors, there would be a few seconds before the Imperials entered when the rear of the building would be out of their view. If she used those seconds to cut them an escape hole with her lightsaber... Chewbacca's growled suggestion echoed her own train of thought. "Yes, but cutting a hole isn't the problem," she pointed out. "It's how to seal it up afterward." The Wookiee growled again, jabbing a massive hand toward the booth. "Well, it'll hide the hole from the inside anyway," Leia agreed doubtfully. "I suppose that's better than nothing." She looked at the Matrak, suddenly aware that slicing away part of their ancient clan Dooka might well qualify as sacrilege. "Matrak,
if it must be done, then be it so,"
the Nogri cut her off harshly. She was still in shock herself, but even as Leia watched, she visibly drew herself together again.
"You must not be found here."
Leia bit at the inside of her lip. She'd seen that same expression several times on Kabarak's face during the trip from Endor. It was a look she'd come to interpret as regret for his decision to bring her to his home.
"We'll be as neat as possible,"
she assured the Matrak, pulling her lightsaber from her belt.
"And as soon as the Grand Admiral is gone, Kabarak can get his ship back and take us away and..."
She broke off as Chewbacca snarled for silence.
Faintly in the distance, they could hear the sound of the approaching shuttle. And then suddenly, another all-too-familiar whine shot past the Dooka. "Scimitar assault bombers,"
Leia breathed, hearing in the whine the crumbling of her impromptu plan. With Imperial bombers flying cover overhead, it would be impossible for them to sneak out of the Dooka without being spotted. Which left them only one option.
"We'll have to hide in the booth,"
she told Chewbacca, doing a quick estimation of its size as she hurried toward it. If the slanting roof that sloped upward from the front edge back to the Dooka wall wasn't just for show, there should be barely enough room for both her and Chewbacca inside.
"Will you want me in there as well, Your Highness?"
Leia skidded to a halt, spinning around in shock and chagrin. 3PO, she'd forgotten all about him.
"There will not be enough room,"
the Matrak hissed.
"Your presence here has betrayed us, Lady Vader."
"Quiet,"
Leia snapped, throwing another desperate look around the Dooka. But there was still no other place to hide. Unless... She looked at the star dish hanging over the middle of the room.
"We'll have to put him up there,"
she told Chewbacca, pointing to it.
"Do you think you can..."
There was no need to finish the question. Chewbacca had already grabbed 3PO and was heading at top speed toward the nearest of the tree trunk pillars, throwing the frantically protesting droid over his shoulder as he ran. The Wookiee leaped upward at the pillar from 2 meters out, his hidden climbing claws anchoring him solidly to the wood. 3 quick pulls got him to the top of the wall, and with the half-hysterical droid balanced precariously, he began to race hand over hand along the chain.
"Quiet, 3PO!"
Leia called to him from the booth door, giving the interior a quick look. The ceiling did indeed follow the slanting roof, giving the back of the booth considerably more height than the front, and there was a low bench-like seat across the back wall. A tight fit, but they should make it.
"Better yet, shut down. They may have sensors going,"
she added. Though if they did, the whole game was over already.
listening to the approaching whine of repulsor lifts. She could only hope that after the negative sensor scan from the previous night, they wouldn't bother doing another one. Chewbacca had reached the center now, pulling himself partway up on the chain with one hand. He unceremoniously dumped 3PO into the star dish. The droid gave one last screech of protest, a screech that broke off halfway through as the Wookiee reached into the dish and shut him off. Dropping back to the floor with a thud, he hit the ground running as the repulsor lifts outside went silent.
Hurry!
Leia hissed, holding the door open for him. Chewbacca made it across the Dooka and dived through the narrow opening, jumping up on the bench and turning around to face forward, his head jammed up against the sloping ceiling and his legs spread to both sides of the bench. Leia slid in behind him, sitting down in the narrow gap between the Wookiee's legs. There was just enough time to ease the door closed before the double doors a quarter of the way around the Dooka slammed open. Leia pressed against the back wall of the booth and Chewbacca's legs, forcing herself to breathe slowly and quietly and running through the Jedi sensory enhancement techniques Luke had taught her. From above her, Chewbacca's breathing rasped in her ears, the heat from his body flowing like an invisible waterfall onto her head and shoulders. She was suddenly and acutely aware of the weight and bulge of her belly and of the small movements of the twins within it, of the hardness of the bench she was sitting on, of the intermingling smells of Wookiee hair, the alien wood around her, and her own sweat. Behind her, through the wall of the Dooka, she could hear the sound of purposeful footsteps and the occasional clink of laser rifles against stormtrooper armor, and said silent thanks that they'd scrubbed their earlier plan of trying to escape that way. And from the inside of the Dooka, she could hear voices.
"Good morning, Matrak," a calm, coolly modulated voice said. "I see that your third son, Kabarak, is here with you. How very convenient."
Leia shivered, the rough rubbing of her tunic against her skin horribly loud in her ears. That voice had the unmistakable tone of an Imperial commander, but with a calmness and sheer weight of authority behind it, an authority that surpassed even the smug condescension she'd faced from Governor Tarkin aboard the Death Star. It could only be the Grand Admiral.
"I greet you, my lord,"
the Matrak's voice mewed, her own tone rigidly controlled.
"We are honored by your visit."
"Thank you,"
the Grand Admiral said, his tone still polite, but with a new edge of steel beneath it.
"And you, Kabarak Clan Kimbar, are you also pleased at my presence here?"
Slowly, carefully, Leia eased her head to the right, hoping to get a look at the newcomer through the dark mesh of the booth window. No good. They were all still over by the double doors, and she didn't dare get her face too close to the mesh. But even as she eased back to her previous position, there was the sound of measured footsteps. And a moment later, in the center of the Dooka, the Grand Admiral came into view. Leia stared at him through the mesh, an icy chill running straight through her. She'd heard Han's description of the man he'd seen on Merkur. The pale blue skin, the glowing red eyes, the white Imperial uniform. She'd heard, too, Phalia's casual dismissal of the man as an imposter, or at best a self-promoted moth. And she'd wondered privately if Han might indeed have been mistaken. She knew now that he hadn't been.
"Of course, my lord,"
Kabarak answered the Grand Admiral's question.
"Why should I not be? Do you speak to your lord, the Grand Admiral, in such a tone?"
an unfamiliar Nogri voice demanded.
"I apologize,"
Kabarak said.
"I did not mean disrespect."
Leia winced. Undoubtedly not, but the damage was already done. Even with her relative inexperience of the subtleties of Nogri speech, the words had sounded too quick and too defensive. To the Grand Admiral, who knew this race far better than she did.
"What then did you mean?"
the Grand Admiral asked, turning around to face Kabarak and the Matrak.
"I..."
Kabarak floundered. The Grand Admiral stood silently, waiting.
"I am sorry, my lord,"
Kabarak finally got out.
"I was overawed by your visit to our simple village."
"An obvious excuse,"
the Grand Admiral said. Possibly even a believable one. Except that you weren't overawed by my visit last night. He cocked an eyebrow. Or is it that you didn't expect to face me again so soon?
My lord!
What is the Nogri penalty for lying to the lord of your overclan? The Grand Admiral interrupted, his cool voice suddenly harsh. Is it death, as it was in the old days? Or do the Nogri no longer prize such outdated concepts as honor?
My lord has no right to bring such accusations against the son of the clan, Kimbar!
The Matrak spoke up stiffly. The Grand Admiral shifted his gaze slightly. You would be well advised to keep your counsel to yourself, Matrak. This particular son of the clan Kimbar has lied to me, and I do not take such matters lightly. The glowing gaze shifted back.
Tell me, Kabarak, Clan Kimbar, about your imprisonment on Kashyyyk.
Leia squeezed her lightsaber hard, the cool metal ridges of the grip biting into the palm of her hand. It had been during Kabarak's brief imprisonment on Kashyyyk that he'd been persuaded to bring her to Honegger. If Kabarak blurted out the whole story...
I do not understand,
Kabarak said.
Really?
The Grand Admiral countered. Then allow me to refresh your memory. You didn't escape from Kashyyyk as you stated in your report, and repeated last night in my presence, and in the presence of your family, and your clan dynast. You were, in fact, captured by the Wookiees after the failure of your mission. And you spent that missing month not meditating, but undergoing interrogation in a Wookiee prison. Does that help your memory any? Leia took a careful breath, not daring to believe what she was hearing. However it was that the Grand Admiral had learned about Kabarak's capture, he'd taken that fact and run in exactly the wrong direction with it. They'd been given a second chance. If Kabarak could hold on to his wits and poise a little longer. Perhaps the Matrak didn't trust his stamina either.
My third son would not lie about such matters, my lord,
she said before Kabarak could reply.
He has always understood the duties and requirements of honor.
Has he now? The Grand Admiral shot back. A Nogri commando, captured by the enemy for interrogation, and still alive? Is this the duty and requirement of honor?
I was not captured, my lord,
Kabarak said stiffly.
My escape from Kashyyyk was as I said it.
For half a dozen heartbeats, the Grand Admiral gazed in his direction in silence.
And I say that you lie, Kabarak Clan Kimbar, he said softly. But no matter, with or without your cooperation, I will have the truth about your missing month, and whatever the price was paid for your freedom. Rook?
My lord,
the third Nogri voice said.
Kabarak Clan Kimbar is hereby placed under Imperial arrest. You and Squad 2 will escort him aboard the troop shuttle and take him back to the Chimera for interrogation.
There was a sharp hiss.
My lord, this is a violation.
You will be silent, Matrak, the Grand Admiral cut her off, or you will share in his imprisonment.
I will not be silent,
the Matrak snarled.
A Nogri accused of treason to the other clan must be given over to the clan dynasts for the ancient rules of discovery and judgment. It is the law.
I am not bound by Nogri law,
the Grand Admiral said coldly.
Kabarak has been a traitor to the Empire. By Imperial rules will he be judged and condemned.
The clan dynasts will demand...
The clan dynasts are in no position to demand anything,
the Grand Admiral barked, touching the comlink cylinder pocketed beside his tunic insignia.
Do you require a reminder of what it means to defy the Empire?
Leia heard the faint sound of the Matrak's sigh.
No, my lord,
she said, her voice conceding defeat. The Grand Admiral studied her.
You shall have one anyway.
He touched his comlink again, and abruptly, the interior of the Dooka flashed with a blinding burst of green light. Leia jerked her head back into Chewbacca's legs, squeezing her eyelids shut against the sudden searing pain ripping through her eyes and face.
For a single horrifying second, she thought that the Duca had taken a direct hit. A turbo laser blast powerful enough to bring the whole structure down in flaming ruin around them. But the afterimage burned into her retina showed the Grand Admiral still standing proud and unmoved. And belatedly, she understood. She was trying desperately to reverse her sensory enhancement when the thunderclap slammed like the slap of an angry Wookiee into the side of her head. She would later have a vague recollection of several more turbolaser blasts, seen and heard only dimly through the thick gray haze that clouded over her mind as the orbiting Star Destroyer fired again and again into the hills surrounding the village. By the time her throbbing head finally dragged her back to full consciousness, the Grand Admiral's reminder was over, the final thunderclap roiling away into the distance. Cautiously, she opened her eyes, squinting a little against the pain. The Grand Admiral was still standing where he'd been, in the center of the Duca. And as the last thunderclap faded into silence, he spoke.
"I am the law on Honegger now, Matrak," he said, his voice quiet and deadly. "If I choose to follow the ancient laws, I will follow them. If I choose to ignore them, they will be ignored. Is that clear?"
The voice, when it came, was almost too alien to recognize. If the purpose of the Grand Admiral's demonstration had been to frighten the Matrak half out of her mind, it had clearly succeeded.
"Yes, my lord."
"Good."
The Grand Admiral let the brittle silence hang in the air for another moment.
"For loyal servants of the Empire, however, I am prepared to make compromises. Kabarak will be interrogated aboard the Chimera. But before that, I will allow the first stage of the ancient laws of discovery."
His head turned slightly.
"Rook, you will remove Kabarak Clan Kimbar to the center of Nesteo and present him to the Clan Dynasts. Perhaps 3 days of public shaming will serve to remind the Nogri people that we are still at war."
"Yes, my lord."
There was the sound of footsteps and the opening and closing of the double doors. Hunched against the ceiling above her, his sense in unreadable turmoil, Chewbacca rumbled softly to himself. Leia clenched her teeth hard enough to send flashes of pain through her still throbbing head. Public shaming, and something called the Laws of Discovery. The Rebel Alliance had unwittingly destroyed Honegger. Now it seemed she was going to do the same to Kabarak. The Grand Admiral was still standing in the middle of the Duca.
"You're very quiet, Matrak," he said.
"My lord has ordered me to be silent,"
she countered.
"Of course," he studied her. "Loyalty to one's clan and family is all well and good, Matrak. But to extend that loyalty to a traitor would be foolish, as well as potentially disastrous to your family and clan."
"I have not heard evidence that my third son is a traitor."
The Grand Admiral's lip twitched. "You will,"
he promised softly. He walked toward the double doors, passing out of Leia's sight, and there was the sound of the doors opening. The footsteps paused, clearly waiting, and a moment later the quieter paces of the Matrak joined him. Both left, the doors closed again, and Leia and Chewbacca were alone. Alone. In enemy territory, without a ship, and with their only ally about to undergo an Imperial interrogation.
"I think, Chewie," she said softly, "we're in trouble."